Denise Darrow Spears, Public Information Director for the Indiana State Board of Animal Health.
Very good. Denise, talk to us about what we discovered here over the weekend in Jay County. We had been able to avoid it here for a little while, but now it is back.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza is back in Indiana. We found it in Friday afternoon. We had test results that came back that we found the virus in a commercial turkey flock in Jay County.
So tell us what this means. We kind of, again, it's been a little while since we've had this in Indiana. Talk about the protocols that are in place. What has to happen now? It's been not quite a year, but about 11 months since we've had it here in Indiana.
Indiana's made it not quite a year to get this far. Our last case was in Allen County. We had a non-commercial flock at the end of February in 2024. It was about a year ago that we did have a commercial turkey flock in last January. So we've been out of this in the domestic population for quite a while. What has happened now is the turkey flock that has been affected in Jay County has been depopulated. So there was a lot of work going on over the weekend to get that accomplished. Next, we've assigned a 10-kilometer control area around that farm. And that's going to take up portions of Jay and Adams counties in Indiana. At that point, we also have a surveillance zone, which is another 20 kilometers. And that is also going to take up portions of Jay and Adams counties. Now, what's happening in that control area is we will be requiring permits for any poultry or poultry product movements in or out of that area. So if someone, and there's companies up there, they're producing eggs that need to ship to make it to grocery stores, before they can move, there has to be a negative test that happens for the flock to make sure that they won't be moving any virus and that the products are not affected. And so we've got testing that's happening on a daily basis for the farms up there because a lot of those operations, they've got daily shipments and they have to keep in business.
It's important that we let folks know, you know, we've been seeing this highly pathogenic avian influenza thing now for a while. We've seen it in birds. We've seen it move to dairy cattle. But from a food safety standpoint, Denise, food is still okay. Everything is good. From a human safety standpoint, we're good here, right?
The high path avian flu does not present a food safety issue. So, of course, you need to handle your poultry and your egg products in a safe way, as you always, and cook to a safe temperature, but you're not going to have an issue with it at the grocery store.
As far as everything that the, you know, the state veterinarian's office and BOA is doing, this really is top of mind. You guys are doing a lot of work right now around the high path avian influenza. Talk about everything that's going on right there in BOA's office.
Well, there is a lot that's going on with our staff. We have folks dispatched to the site to assist the producer to make sure that they're getting all the protocols met, that depopulation has happened in a safe and effective manner, make sure that the disposal, the cleaning and disinfection protocols that have to happen afterwards so that we can get this farm off of quarantine, which was going to take a few weeks. All of that happens. Again, the testing that's going to go on in the control area to move egg products or poultry, anything that needs to come out of that area has to have a negative test. And so we're working with the diagnostic laboratory at Purdue and also the diagnostic laboratory in Ohio to break up where the testing's going and share that testing responsibilities. We have tests of poultry and poultry products are going to be running 7 days a week. So we've got to make sure those test samples get collected and transported and reported back. There's a lot of permits that need to be issued. We're also going door to door and trying to reach out to registered backyard or hobby poultry owners in the area to make sure their flocks are tested. And also in that control area, there's another 56 commercial farms that are located there, and all of those have to have negative tests happening as well. So there's a lot going on in the field with our crews out there, and they're doing the best they can, weather regardless.
And it should be pointed out that, you know, just it happened on this farm. At this point, the highly pathogenic avian influenza, it can be spread a number of different ways. It's not necessarily that this farm necessarily that they did something wrong. It's just that it happened. It can be spread through wild birds. It can be spread in just a number of ways, and the best way to try to prevent something like this from happening is just make sure people wash hands.
Biosecurity.
And biosecurity measures that I'm sure this facility and other facilities around the state, they're practicing and doing the very best they can.
Yeah, one of the challenges with highly pathogenic avian influenza is it's out there and it's in the environment, and poultry owners, whether you own a commercial flock or you have a small hobby flock, need to assume it's out there and in the environment. It's spread primarily, what we've seen traditionally has been the spread through wild migratory waterfowl, ducks and geese. They can get it. They can spread it. It's spread in their droppings. So they can be flying around and appear to be healthy, but yet they could be shedding the virus. And that is a really big challenge because wherever they shed their droppings or wherever they stop and land, there's potential there. So it's very difficult. The commercial producers are really, really on it on biosecurity right now. That's why it's so important to make sure you've got shoes that are dedicated and they stay inside the barns and they don't go out. Even something as simple as walking across the parking lot to get in the vehicle is enough that you can have contact with it if there are bird droppings out there. It's hard to keep the birds out. And, when you get into ventilation systems and all that kind of thing, there's so many different ways that can happen. It can be mechanical transmission or bird contact, any of that. This is so why it's so, so important, especially for folks who have small backyard flocks, to be very conscious of that and try to keep their birds separate and away from the wild birds and just assume that they're out there. USDA and Wildlife Services and Indiana Department of Natural Resources are doing a lot to monitor the wild bird populations for avian flu, and we know that it's out there and it's been found in the state on multiple occasions since 2022 when this whole episode is actually started. And so you just got to assume that it's out there in the environment.
And dairy farms in the area, does anything change with that here, Denise? Again, we talked about how highly pathogenic avian influenza, we are now seeing it in dairy cattle as well.
Yeah, this virus has made its way into the dairy cattle population. However, we've not had any cases in Indiana to date. Other states have had it, and it's been a major issue. But so far, we've tested over 2,000 cows in Indiana since the federal order went into effect in April and have had zero positives. So that's the positive to it. However, with this case, we know that there's three commercial grade A dairies that are in the control area. That's part of the new protocol, because dairies can be affected. They're going to be tested as well. So that's going to be happening here this week also to verify that those animals are not infected.
Anything else I'm missing here, Denise?
We do want to remind folks, if you have poultry, whether it's a large commercial flock or it's a hobby flock, if you see any signs of avian influenza, to call the Healthy Birds Hotline and make sure to report that, and we'll have a state or a federal veterinarian will talk to you and assess your case to see if additional testing needs to happen. Main things to look for are sudden death without clinical signs, lack of appetite or energy in the birds, decreased egg production, soft or misshapen eggs, swelling or purple discoloration of the head, eyelids, comb, the hocks, and nasal discharge, including coughing and sneezing. So any of that could be signs of avian influenza and is worthy of talking to your veterinarian or calling the Healthy Birds Hotline.